From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced March 26, the village of Catskill has been awarded $1 million for the redevelopment of the former Catskill Mill into Foreland Catskill, a multi-purpose contemporary arts building offering space for artists, writers, designers, and creative entrepreneurs. The plan for the building, located at 111 Water Street, also calls for a restaurant, event, and retail space. The project is a partnership of the village of Catskill, Green County and the Green County Industrial Development Agency, and building owner Steph and Steve Halmos. The grant was made through Round 5 of the Restore New York Communities Initiative, which awarded more than $11 million to projects throughout the capital region. The program supports municipal revitalization efforts intended to revigorate downtown areas and generate new economic opportunities. The latest round of funding supported projects are in Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Colony, Saratoga Springs, and Skodak. And you can read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. Following 18 months of work, the Germantown Local Waterfront Revitalization Study Committee reported its issues, opportunities, visions, and strategies draft at the March 13th meeting of the town board. The committee was charged and funded for the study. However, the review is not regulatory, as a local waterfront revitalization project would be. Chairwoman Jennifer Crawford said the group's two visioning sessions determined there is strong public support for the town's riverfront parks and access. The committee looked at the riverfront in general and specifically at Lasher Park and Boat Dock in North Germantown, the Chavoyte Hamlet Boat Dock and Park, an area dubbed Ice Dock, the Dales Bridge Recreation Area on the Rokan Creek, and Palatine Park in the Hamlet. It made multiple recommendations, including the formation of an ongoing waterfront action committee addressing erosion at Lasher Park and the problem of invasive water chestnut growth at Chavoyte Park. Supervisor Robert Bury thanked the committee for, and I quote, 18 months of work, end quote. He said, and I quote, this is very important. We can get behind it, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. The state Senate again passed a bill sponsored by Senator George Amador last week that would allow prosecutors to charge drug suppliers with homicide if the opioids they sold cause a fatal overdose. The Senate voted 44-17 March 21st for the proposal, which is known as Lori's Law. The measure was previously approved by the Senate four times in the last 5 years. Although the bill has an assembly sponsor, it has never been taken up in that chamber. The bill's intention is to hold sellers more accountable, make illegal opioids more scarce, and help prosecutors go after the original source of the drugs. Amador, a Rotterdam Republican, took over sponsorship of the bill from its original sponsor after he joined the Senate in 2015. And you can read that full story at The Fray. And finally, Jimmy Vilekin is reporting for Politico New York. Gubernatorial candidate Democrat Cynthia Nixon on March the 26th called on state lawmakers to raise taxes and include more school aid as part of the developing state budget. Nixon backs a plan by Assembly Democrats to direct $1.5 billion in additional school aid to school districts, double Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's proposed increase of $769 million. The governor has budgeted $26.4 million on schools for the 2018-19 school year, but Nixon argues the inequities remain and more funding is needed. Nixon said she would amend the state's 2% cap on property tax increases and make it less onerous for a local district to raise taxes to pay for education. She also backs the assembly plan to raise taxes on state residents reporting more than $5 million in income. At the press conference, Nixon also attacked Governor Andrew Cuomo for being a, and I quote, bully, end quote, to women, journalists, his colleagues in government, and children, comparing his behavior to that of President Trump. Nixon's press conference was organized by the activist group Alliance for Quality Education. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds today with the temperature high near 47 degrees. Rain is likely for Tuesday night, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, rain is likely mainly before 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain mainly after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36. And on Thursday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:15 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 27th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.